Welcome to Radio Free Cybertron. Your host, Brian Kilby.
You are listening to Radio Free Cybertron. And now, here is your host, Brian Kilby.
Welcome again to a new broadcast of Radio Free Cybertron. Of course, I am your host, as usual, Brian Kilby. Coming up in today's broadcast is a lot of new stuff. Turin has joined the RFC crew this week, and he has a lot of great stuff for you. Coming up this week also is another toy review. This time it's a retro review, copyright John DeLuna. It is a review of the Beast Wars 2 Galvatron. I finally got a hold of one. I have been searching for a place where I could get one at a reasonable price without using a credit card. I found Image Anime, who I have done business with before. They got some in stock, and I bought one. And I'll just tell you right now, he's a nifty toy. Also coming up this week is a column from Mad Max MFP. He's as crazy as ever. We'll also have trivia again this week, and I'll tell you who got it right last week. Let me see. Also coming up today will be John DeLuna's ATT Buzz, and lots of interesting things. As usual, we'll start things off with the news. The news.
News from Earth.
First item in the news today is this week there will be a new episode of Beast Machines for you American viewers. As usual, it will be on Saturday on Fox Kids. The next item in the news, 3H needs another 200 pre-orders to be able to have the Till-All-R-One CD set reprinted. The price of the set is $35, and you can get the BotCon 97 concert CD set for only $10. With a pre-order of the Till-All-R-One CD set. Of course, those prices include shipping and handling, but is an incredible deal. And that item comes from both BigBot.com and BotCon.com. Beast Machines toys are available for pre-order from www.anotheruniverse.com. Their basic prices are listed at $7.95 American, and their deluxe prices are $12.95. That news came from Another Universe catalog, which came in my mail. In RFC news, the support that we've received so far has been astounding. We've received numerous emails and offers to help and everything, and we appreciate that. We've received a lot of hits and everything, a lot of listeners, and all the feedback so far has been positive. We at RFC are starting a link exchange. If you'll link to us, we'll link to you back. It's that simple. We've also received many hits from advertising on the news groups, and we thank you for that. But we believe that most of the fandom isn't news group aware, but they do hit the websites. So in our link exchange, we believe that RFC could grow with your help. If you'll link to us, we'll link back to you, and all you have to do is email me at kilby316@abts.net and let me know. I'll immediately put your page in our link section if you'll do so. Also, email me at any time at kilby316@abts.net and let us know what you think. If there's something that you want to know about, if there's anything that you'd like to see on the show or mentioned here in the news, all you have to do is give us a ring. Now let me turn it over to Turin for a second for news from Cybertron.
News from Cybertron.
In the news this week, the record for the shortest-lived business in Cybertronian history was set today by someone with apparently a few scrambled circuits. It seems that this genius tried to start a rental car agency near the business district in Iacon. The business folded due to, quote, insufficient market share. Someone has a rather low dip in the old tech specs graph, if you know what I mean. Construction of the new control tower at the Autobots' chief launch center was completed today. Autobot spokesperson Perceptor denied charges that it was a waste of time and resources, despite the fact that the previous 14 towers were all destroyed by Decepticon attacks within 2 megacycles of their completion. Charges that Chief Engineer Grapple received kickbacks for the building contract were also denied. Neither kickback nor the other Insecticons were available for comment.
Oh, thanks there, Terran. Let's see here. Coming up right now is the ATT Buzz brought to you by John DeLuna.
ATT Buzz.
ATT Buzz.
Happy Thanksgiving, trans fans. This is the ATT Buzz. And it was a good week to be a part of ATT. All that bad mojo that has filled the news group for weeks all but disappeared. Why, you ask? Well, there was no new Beast Machines to argue over. No, instead last Saturday we were treated to 90 glorious minutes of NASCAR Racers the Movie, which reminded everyone on ATT, no matter how bad you think Beast Machines is, there's always something much worse. ATT did get its Beast Machines fix earlier this week. Toymania.com posted new info on upcoming Beast Machine toys. Toys which, according to Toymania, may include a condor named Silverbolt, and several new Maximal Dinosaurs, bringing back memories of Grimlock, Slag, and the other original Dinobots. All this sparked the ATT to ask the question, are these some of our favorite classic characters reborn? Or are these just more recycled names from Hasbro? If the toy line goes anything like the TV show, you never know. That's the ATT Buzz. I'm John DeLuna.
Thanks there, John. NASCAR Racers is great, wasn't it? When I was watching that, I basically was asking myself, did Skrr write this? It felt so much like Godzilla. I don't know. Let me see here. Coming up right now on RFC, we'll be turning things over to Turin.
You're listening to Radio Free Cybertron.
Greetings, this is Turin, coming to you remote from the San Francisco Bay Area. I'd like to thank Brian Kilby for the airtime. This is my first broadcast on Radio Free Cybertron. I was smart enough to wait until other people had already gone to the trouble of creating the station before I stepped in to garner all the fame and the power that an on-air personality is due. Coming up first, we have the top 8 response list. I'm sort of into philosophy, and so some of my friends are as well, so I ask them this question. Why does Optimus Minor not exist? Because, as you know, he doesn't. And here are the top 8 responses. Number 8. Optimus Minor does not exist because Optimus means the best, and Minor means the lesser, so they cancel each other out, hence he does not exist. Number 7. Because, as everyone knows, Optimus Minor is a drunken monkey. And when somebody is drunk, we say they are out of their skull. But the seat of the personality is in the brain. So if he's not there, he's not anywhere. Number 6. There is no number 6. Now, before you get on me about being completely unoriginal, that is not a reference to Monty Python. That is a reference to The Prisoner, a rather good 60s British spy series, which I heartily recommend to you all. Number 5. Suppose we say that Optimus Minor does not exist. Suppose we further say that the round square does not exist. Then we seem to have said that Optimus Minor is one thing, and the round square is another. Yet neither of them exists, and there is no way to tell them apart by your standards. Okay. Number 4. He can't exist because of child protection laws. His head splits open to reveal his robot head, making him a crackhead, which is a bad example for the children. Alrighty. Number 3. According to his tech specs, the Predacons quickly learned that Optimus Minor's presence is no laughing matter. End quote. Now since, if he existed, the Predacons surely would laugh uproariously at him, he must not exist. Number 2. He did exist once, briefly. But when Optimus Prime learned of the disgrace to his name, he traveled through time, found the psychotic sadist who created Optimus Minor, and dispatched him with extreme prejudice, thus erasing Optimus Minor from existence. and creating a temporal paradox in the process that might nearly destroy the universe, but that's another story. And the number one response to the question of why does Optimus Minor not exist is, who's Optimus Minor? I'd like to tell you about a dream I had. It was Beast Wars Part 1. The ships crash on the planet of the Beast Wars. The robots discover that due to the extreme energon, they cannot go outside in robot form. So they decide to scan for new forms. And this is just my sick subconscious. Instead of animals, the forms they scanned were various types of cheese. No, I don't know either. I remember Megatron distinctly saying, after the computer told him that damage to robot forms would become permanent, he said,
"Then we will create alternate forms based on the most powerful local cheeses."
So they scanned some cheeses, and Cheetor scanned a cheddar cheese, whereupon he made the statement that,
"I'm a cheddar cheese. No, I'm Cheddar.
It's not my fault. I was asleep." Rat Trap became a Monterey Jack cheese, so he took the name Jack Trap. Even as I was asleep, I thought, this is really stupid. I hope I wake up soon. Optimus Primal apparently became a cottage cheese, so he became Cottages Primal. And if memory serves, Megatron became Gudatron. And of course, we had people transforming.
Cheese mode!
And of course, we had the theme song, you know, Cheese Wars, with the roar. Roar was the same. I always kind of liked that roar anyway. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsor.
We are the Quintessons. You will surrender Cybertron to us. You are under our control. We are your masters. To share is to care. To share is to care.
Oh, sorry about that. Somebody switched tapes on us, apparently. We've had a few problems with some of the RFC staff being put under mind control, but we'll get it all sorted out, though. While we're talking about commercials, I might as well throw in a plug for my website, the Beast Wars non-show character site. This is for all the toys that didn't make it onto the Beast Wars cartoon. This is a chance for us, as Transformers fans, to create more well-defined characters than we got in the tech specs. And the interesting thing, and in fact the idea that first sparked it, was that we could give them their own voices. And in fact, now that we have this radio station, I would like to, if presuming we got some more interest in the NSCS, we could put on Transformers radio plays. If you're familiar with the radio industry of days of yore, they used to have Mystery Theater and various other shows on the radio. We could do something like that with Transformers. I mean, I think it would be kind of neat. The website is at knowledge.org/NSCS. The knowledge is missing the W, kind of an irony thing. The NSCS is in uppercase. You can check that out. We have a few completed characters already. We don't have any completed voices yet because the voting was too close. I haven't done any work on it in a while because of that, because the voting was so close, but in the very near future, I plan on updating the website. You don't have to wait for me. You can send in a character sketch, character profile, anytime you want. As soon as I get two for any one character, I'll create a whole new page just for that character. Coming up next, sort of a treat, you may not think so, we have an original, well, we have a song. How original it is up to you. The song is called Transmetal. It's written by Black Arachnia of the Beast Wars. Black Arachnia, feeling conflict between her maximal nature and Predacon urges, her feelings for Silverbolt, and her desire for a more powerful body, has written this song to express her feelings.
Thank you. Wish I could tell you I've been lying. If you feel sentimental too, tell me I was beautiful. What does that mean to you? Look into the mirror, who is me best? The one with the large chest. Chained by a girl again today. Why outside the school? Why inside the group? Every time I think I'm through, it's because of you. I try different ways, but it's all the same. At the end of the day, we have ourselves to blame. I'm just a bit. You can watch your life if you have to. You can be a good girl cause she loves you. You can follow all the ideals and find that same. But if you can't look inside you, find the next road to be in a position to make me feel like I'm transmetal. Make you feel transmetal too. It was a good until I met you. Now I'm being stupid. Saving kids from fighting credit cards. Just a little heroic. Why do I do all these dumb things to make you happy? Well, I get rid of you and then I'll get back to me. Why outside look cool, why inside the two? Every time I think I'm through, it's because of you. I tried different ways, but it's all the same. At the end of the day, we have ourselves to blame. Maybe we're both different. You can make your love if you have to. You can be a bigger person, don't you? You can follow all the ideals upon that space. But if you can't look inside you, find something that can look to be in a position to make me feel like I can't know. You can back to life if you have to. You can be a giver cause he loves you. You can follow all the ideals upon that space. But if you can't look inside you,
that was Transmetal. Don't worry, we're currently trying to track down the person that sang that song so that that person can be killed. In other news, there is a new news group proposed for the purpose of sharing Transformers-related multimedia. If the group is created, it would be named alt.binaries.multimedia.transformers and would be the place for posting and downloading sound files, cartoon episodes, song parodies, images, and any other Transformers binary files. There is some opposition to the creation of this group. The argument is that there isn't enough interest to justify making the group, that there are current groups that are adequate for sharing Transformers multimedia, and that there is little point in creating a new group just to have it die and take up space in the already overstuffed alt hierarchy. I can understand these concerns, but I believe that the creation of the group is justified. I think that it will actually create interest in the sharing of Transformers multimedia files. Whereas now, if, for instance, you wanted to download an episode of Beast Machines, you would have to go to alt.binaries.multimedia and sift through about 24,000 messages just to find the few that you were interested in. If there was a binary group just for Transformers multimedia, you could sift through and you might find many things that you were interested in. You wouldn't have to know about them beforehand. You could look through all the messages and you would find not only what you were looking for, but you could find many things that you didn't know about that were just there. Whereas right now, I don't go to the alt binaries hierarchy unless I have something specific in mind. It's just too general to sift through hoping to find something interesting. There's a wealth of Transformers related multimedia on the internet, but rather than having to go to a huge amount of individual websites, this would be sort of a one-stop shop for posting and downloading these kinds of files. Image files, pictures of toys, sound clips from the cartoon, always a favorite of mine. I know that some of our Transformers fans have made three-dimensional CGI models of the characters, and this is the place, this would be the place to post all of these kinds of things. So, I mean, it's my opinion that the group is a good idea. I urge all of you listeners to make your own decision, and there's currently a poll on ATT. If you would add your vote yay or nay, that would give us an idea of the interest. Maybe we could finally get somebody to write the charter and create the news group. Well, that's all the time I have. I'd like to turn you back over to Brian Kilby for the remainder of this broadcast of Radio Free Cybertron. Thanks for listening.
Thanks, Turin. Let's see here. Coming up right now on Radio Free Cybertron is the column by Mad Max. Read, of course, by yours truly. Warning. The views expressed by Mad Max are not necessarily those of the RFC staff or any other human being, living or dead. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Hey! I am the clown with the tearaway face, here in a flash, then gone without a trace. Turkey, Thanksgiving turkey, la la la. Would you like some gravy on that? Okay, so I made that last one up. But fall, early winter houses all of my favorite holidays. Halloween and Christmas. And Thanksgiving, kinda. Thanksgiving is more of a, hey, stuff's on sale, get me that for Christmas kind of holiday for me, since I'm not a big eater. Which is probably the reason I'm a greedy, selfish expletive, and I weigh 110 pounds. Here is a special treat. Well, not very special, actually. It's mainly because I don't really know of any controversies to stir up of any relevant or insightful topics to speak of. Anyway, here's my tribute to the greatest holiday of them all. Hallowgivingmas. Halloween would easily be my favorite holiday ever, barring one minor detail. No presents. That being said, Halloween shares the top spot with Christmas. Halloween does, however, have many other good things. Candy, spookiness, great movies, and perhaps, most importantly, the Garfield Halloween special. Yes, this is, quite possibly, the best cartoon, nay, the best holiday special ever. It has all the wit and humor of the great comic strip, without the overly kiddified feel of the actual cartoon. It also lacks other things the cartoon has. Those damn farm animals. The story, for those of you who haven't seen it, involves Garfield and Odie trick-or-treating and running into some delightfully scary pirate ghosts. Put this and the Great Pumpkin Special back-to-back, and bam-o, one of the best hours of television you can ever have. Another reason I'm a Halloween fan is that I'm a big horror movie fan, mostly the older ones, although some newer films are excellent as well. I love zombie movies the most, especially really gory ones. If I attend BotCon 2000, I'd love to see how many of you can stomach watching Cannibal Holocaust with me. Thanksgiving sucks. Well, not entirely. It does give me days off from classes, as well as having a really neat parade. Other than that, bah, bah, bah to eating. Christmas is great, but I'm going to save really Christmassy stuff for a broadcast closer to the actual holiday. Christmas is really fun, especially driving around and looking at all the different decorations that people have put up on their houses, as well as the presents, of course, and the candy canes. Candy canes rule. Christmas just seems to be a really happy, cheerful time. It doesn't hurt that it's filled with loads and loads of presents and toys, though. A little snippet of my Christmas wish lists are Thanksgiving, Thunderwing, Tarantulas, Bludgeon, Siren, Windsweeper, Scourge, and a whole bunch of other toys I can get my mom to pay for over eBay or sites like Digital Toys or RoboZone. This had nothing to do with Transformers, you know, so if anyone wants to complain, just mail a letter to my garbage can next to my refrigerator drive, the kitchen, my house, 10314. Merry end of November to all, and to all a good night. And you can hear more ravings of this madman next week on Radio Free Cybertron.
Radio Free Cybertron. Radio Free Cybertron.
On the Radio Free Cybertron webpage today, you will find The lyrics, Transmetal, for the song written by Black Arachnia. Also, you will find a new poll, which is your take on the Binaries News Group. As usual, you will find the previous broadcast of RSC in the archive section. And as usual, you will find the information regarding how you can contact us, and also information regarding our link exchange. Coming up right now here on Radio Free Cybertron is the review of Beast Wars 2 Galvatron. Galvatron is a really spiffy toy. I recently received it in the mail. As soon as I opened him up, he was fairly easy to transform. And actually, after doing it once, I was able to do it every time after fairly quickly without looking at the instructions again, which his instructions were good, by the way. Much nicer than the American instructions. His modes are pretty cool, too. The dragon mode is pretty nice. I don't know. I'm partial to his robot mode over the dragon or the tank mode. I guess it's a tank. The drill thing. The robot mode is especially cool because of the eye appeal. Galvatron, the, I guess it would be the decorations on him that adorn the other modes fit perfectly well into the toy and create something uniquely Japanese. Unlike Transmetal 2 Megatron, whose kibble detracts from the toy, his arm is the dragon's head, which sort of looks ugly in robot mode. Galvatron's dragon head slash drill cannon structure actually helps the toy in robot mode. It basically helps him stand up. Also, his weapons fit perfectly well into the other modes. His big pincher type thing is actually the wings of the dragon mode. His little missile things can be blades that he holds in his hands, or they can go into the cannons, which are part of his arms in robot mode, and they look like neat sort of scythe type things. As usual, the box is top-notch. While it doesn't fit so perfectly, it's not that easy to remove it from the package as some of the others, or place it back in, it's still, the graphics are just wonderful. The 3D models are such a nice touch, and the little diorama in the background, the background graphics, is just above and beyond the call. While I don't speak Japanese, I can say that some of the warnings on the back are sort of detractive from the box, but besides that, it's just really nice. And the box makes a nice display item in itself. It's obviously much better than what we're getting now, or actually what we're getting here, I mean. My only real problem with the toy is the fact that his dragon head slash cannon thing sticks out in the back in the robot mode, but that helps hold the toy up, so it's, you know, you can look over that. All in all, Galvatron is one of my favorite Beast Wars toys, and I have no problems giving him a 9.
Radio Free Cybertron.
Last up this week on Radio Free Cybertron is this week's installment of Trivia. We had a few people to get it right last week. The answer to last week's Trivia clip was, it came from, the Ultimate Weapon, which is personally my favorite G1 episode. I don't really know why. I guess it's because Galvatron's in it, one. And the fact that this is First Aid's episode. I like First Aid. Let's see here. The people that got it right last week were Megatron 33, Silver Bolt, Mr. Vertigo himself, and Zobo, Dave Edwards. As usual, I'll play the episode on air, and you can also download it off the webpage. If you know it, just email me at kilby316@abts.net. That's kilby316@abts.net. And tell me if you know the series or the episode. Actually, you would need to know both. From which this clip came. It's a hard one this week, so let me play it one more time. So, if you know where that clip came from, email me at kilby316@abts.net and let me know. Again, thank you for listening to Radio Free Cybertron. I am your host, Brian Kilby, and for the rest of the RSE staff, we thank you. And don't forget to tune in again next week.